The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Jeff Brohm. Purdue faces Louisville in Indianapolis on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Okay. Well, we're definitely looking forward to getting this season underway. I know, like all teams across the country, a lot of our guys have worked extremely hard and are ready for the season to begin. And we're definitely excited to open it up against a great opponent in Louisville and the Heisman Trophy winner and a great venue at Lucas Oil Stadium in the city of Indianapolis. And I know our players are looking forward to getting the field on Saturday night.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open the call for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Mike Carmen, Lafayette Journal and Courier.
Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
I'm sure you've identified your kind of core special teams guys. Who are you looking at in that area?
Well, I think as far as saying what names we're looking at as for the core special team, I think we got a good group of guys, and I'm not for sure which one's going to stand out to this at this point. I know there's a few starters on the unit, but there are some backups that we're looking forward to seeing how they play, and hopefully they can contribute. And we've spent a lot of time, not only meetings, but also on the practice field and special teams. It takes a priority here. Coach Levine kind of runs our special teams, and we try to spend as much time as we possibly can with it. So I think our specialists have done a good job to this point, and now it is going to be about, what type of speed, what type of cover guys can we get, how can we perform at those units. I know Louisville has a great punt returner, a great kick returner, and we're going to have to be very good in that aspect.
Do you want to keep as many starters off special teams as well?
You know what? No, not all starters. I think there are going to be a couple key guys that maybe we can't afford to lose that probably will not be on as many special teams for sure. But there will be some starters. But it will be a good mix of a lot of our second-tier guys that are backups at this point, but that will play some.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Stacey Clarity, Golden Black.
Hey, Jeff, I saw that you guys are going to wear stickers to honor Bob DeMoss on Saturday. Which helmets will they be on?
You know what? It's a good question, and I don't have the answer for that one right now. I know, I believe, you know what? I don't know the answer to that one right now.
Okay. Who's kind of, obviously this is a special circumstance for your family, who's kind of handling all the ticket requests for all your extended family and everything for this one?
Well, I think everybody's got a little part of it, and there is a lot of requests, and a lot of tickets will be needed for this one. But you know what? We got it under control, and I think, hopefully most of the family members and people that we're close to will wear some gold and black, but I can't promise you for sure that all of them will, but I'm looking forward to hopefully making sure that that color is being worn.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, next question is from one of Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com.
Hi, Jeff. I just wondered, your familiarity with the program there at Louisville, when did you first hear about Lamar Jackson or learn about him even before you guys were getting ready to play him?
Well, believe it or not, I still follow Louisville. I'm a big fan, and since I was just living in the state, I knew quite a bit about him once they recruited him. I think he was a pretty high recruit that maybe people didn't know about his quarterbacking abilities, but they knew about his athleticism. They just were kind of wondering how he would turn out at the quarterback position. And I think, that first year he got in there and played some and got better as the year went on and played very well at the very end of the season. And that's when he kind of really started to say, okay, you got to take notice of this guy. He's kind of a dynamic player that can do a lot of things with his feet. He can create, he can make guys miss, he's elusive. And then, to be honest with you, the next spring, and when I was working at WKU, my son wanted to go to the Louisville spring game. I said, you know what, let's go early and let's see how this Lamar Jackson guy throws. I want to see if he can throw the football. And we got to pregame warmups. We watched him throw in pregame warmups. And after that warmup, I was convinced this guy can throw the football. Really could spin it. He was accurate. He had a great arm. It was live. And I said, shoot, this guy has better quarterbacking ability than maybe I even thought. And I think Since then, he's worked extremely hard to get better playing behind center and throwing in the pocket. But without question, he deserved the Heisman Trophy last year. In my opinion, he's the front runner this year, regardless of what others say. I think he's such a dynamic player that not anybody across the country has a guy that can do all the things he can, and he can throw the football as well. And I think that you watch some of the games that he's played in, and there were quite a few where he had to scramble and make plays and make guys miss that no other quarterback in the country could have done that. But yet he does. And really, I have a lot of respect for him because I think he's a hard worker. I think he's a team guy. He doesn't like the limelight, but he definitely deserves all the credit and the recognition he gets.
What do you expect to see from him Saturday that maybe we didn't see last year, just being an older player, like you mentioned, being in the system a little bit more?
Well, we're anticipating seeing the same thing as far as he's going to run the football. He's going to have it in his hands. It's going to be a lot of zone read, a lot of misdirection where you're going to fake the handoff or zone read it or power read it or whatever you got to do where you don't know who has got the ball. But if you don't have your eye on him and you don't have multiple guys there, he is going to break it and go all the way for a touchdown. Now, with that said, I know he's out to prove that he's a great quarterback and can throw it all over the place. And I think he will be better. I think he'll be more poised in the pocket. I think he'll be able to stand in there and make throws. I think he'll be able to read and go through his progression better, which is going to make him even more dangerous. But I think with us, we've got to just find a way to contain him and make him beat us in the passing game and make him beat us in the pocket. Because if he gets outside of the pocket or he starts to run, he is hard to tackle, and he has the ability to break it all the way for a touchdown any time.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Leo Hackett of Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon.
Coach, two questions real quick. The two-a-days are no longer in the NCAAs. In your opinion, was that a good thing or a bad thing? And how hard was it to get a scout team look of Jackson at practice?
Well, you know what? I think it was a good decision to eliminate two-a-days. I know myself as a head coach, we had not had true two-a-days ever since I got the head job. I think it's something that you don't need as much anymore with year-round training and with the concussions and the physicality of the game. You've got to make sure that you're not going overboard throughout practice to take care of your players. So I think it's a great thing they eliminated that. I think it'll help the game of football. And then as far as trying to simulate Lamar Jackson, you know what? We have basically had a period of practice or two every single practice we've had since spring ball on simulating Lamar Jackson with our best athlete at the quarterback position. And I think that it has helped our defense at least see some type of similar speed, even though it's not quite the same. And it's something you have to prepare for, because if not, he really is going to do some things to you that you won't be ready for. So we've worked hard at it every single day. I think we have a decent plan, but then again, it's going to be about relentless pursuit and effort to the football, because if you don't have more than one guy there, which is hard to do, he's probably going to make one guy miss. So other guys got to be rallying to the ball. There has to be great vision, and you have to make sure that you don't allow him a lot of extra space.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck this weekend.
Okay, thanks, guys. Take care.